Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 144 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. When I was a kid, like many people, I'd go on a summer vacation with my family, you know, road trip to the grandparents' summer vacation home, in my case, in faraway northern Michigan, about, you know, when I was a young person, you know, 10-hour drive. And so a long road trip and then a few weeks up at my grandparents' cabin on the lake and then come back home. And I remember when I would come back home as a child, when I would come back home, everything about my house, the house that I had grown up in, the house that I'd lived in all of my young life, everything about the place where I lived seemed new. It smelled different. The trees looked bigger. The way the light came through the windows looked different. Everything about where I lived took on a different kind of sense, a different sort of feeling to me. And it was like kind of coming home again, but also at the same time coming to a place that was somewhat unfamiliar, somewhat new. Everything seemed very, very different. And I've really found that to be something that happens to me whenever I leave home, whenever I go away for any kind of period of time. When I come back home, I find that everything around me is different. And of course, for you know, many of you kind of know this, I had this tremendous experience of being able to be away from home for about 4 months in the late summer and fall of last year of 2014, spending about 4 months in Italy and teaching while I was there, teaching my own workshops and then teaching for a study abroad program. We'll talk about that a little bit more in an upcoming episode of Camera Position. But when I came home after being away from home for such a long time, man, everything looked different. Everything looked different in my house. And what I found really fascinating was that it became fodder for me photographically. That same feeling that I'd had when I was a child, that same sense that I'd had that everything that was old was new again, new light coming through the windows, a new sensibility of what it was that was around my my dwelling where I lived. And I got my camera out and I started making photographs of what it was that I found around my house. That sort of, you know, you can't go home again, but in fact, I did come home again and I found some really interesting photographic material. And what was really fascinating to me, again, is that this wasn't necessarily new. You know, everything that I was photographing were things that I'd seen before. But what was interesting was the new way that I was looking at it. So, of course, leaving home is this wonderful way of being able to see something new outside of the reality that you have in your life. But leaving home also has some real value in what happens when you return to your home. And so what I've tried to do is I've tried to sort of enable that idea whenever I leave the house, whenever I leave to go to the grocery store or to go out to Target or, you know, wherever it is that I happen to be going. If I can come back home and notice something new, and I, you know, kind of taken to keeping my camera right by the front door, right where I leave my keys, and pick up that camera, make a photograph or two of what it is that I see around the house. So leave home. That's my advice. Leave home. If you're not able to leave home for an extended period of time, try to recreate that idea of leaving home, coming back to where it is that you live and trying to look at it with fresh eyes, trying to imagine the idea that you've been away for a long time and what is it around your house that you can see differently wherever it is that you live. And, you know, of course, once you're back, see what it is that you value about your environment, what it is about the way in which you live, the way in which you've arranged your things, the things that you've gathered around you that you have as something that you're interested in holding on to. So leave home, come back, and find something new. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Camera Position, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.